AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. County Sheriff Chris Davis says it's one of the most devastating scenes he's ever witnessed. He's had an explosion at a Tennessee military munitions plant.
There are fatalities. Do I want to put a number to that? Because and those of you that have known me in the past, I always wish for the best. Is there a possibility that somebody might be injured somewhere or somebody that we don't know about? Yes. I can tell you right now that we're looking for 19 individuals.
People reported hearing and feeling the blast miles away at Accurate Energetic Systems. The Trump administration says it has started mass firing of federal workers as the government shutdown continues.
It's a sharp shift from past shutdowns when federal workers who were furloughed went back to their jobs when the government reopened. But the administration's been threatening permanent layoffs to pressure Democrats into ending the shutdown.
The president takes no pleasure in this.
But just 4 days after House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke, the president said this week Democrats essentially gave him a gift with the shutdown, allowing him to remake the federal workforce through job and program cuts.
If this keeps going on, it'll be substantial. And a lot of those jobs will never come back.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president and Budget Chief Russ Vought don't have to do this. They want to. The American Federation of Government Employees is suing the administration over the layoffs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A senior Hamas official says the group is in contact with mediators about several Palestinian leaders who Israel has refused to free under the ceasefire deal. Maria Corina Machado, a symbol of the political resistance in Venezuela, is now a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
I am wordless, speechless.
Despite his jockeying, President Trump was passed over. The White House says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace. This is AP News. First Lady Melania Trump wrote a letter in August to Russian President Vladimir Putin calling for peace in Ukraine.
He responded in writing, signaling a willingness to engage with me directly and outlining details regarding the Ukrainian children residing in Russia.
The First Lady says they established an open channel of communication.
8 children have been rejoined with their families during the past 24 hours. Each child has lived in turmoil because of the war in Ukraine.
Melania Trump says 3 of the 8 children were separated from their parents and displaced to Russia because of frontline fighting. The other 5 were separated from family members across the borders. She added, reunification efforts continue. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.